Welcome to A Miracle Every Day. My name is Eric Sellerier, and today Holly is reading the miracle of the day. Enjoy, my friend.
We are continuing our series on stress and especially how to avoid it. The text is inspired by the book Overload by Joyce Meyer, and you can find the link for the book in today's email. Today, I'd like to start by telling you a little story. Imagine that you're in the locker room with a great sports team that had already won a world championship once. The players are preparing to play the game of the season, maybe even of their lives. It's a crucial moment, and then one of the players asks the coach, "Coach, what's the strategy for today's game?" To which the coach replies, "I don't know. I don't really have a plan. Just do your best." An answer like that would make no sense. This coach would be setting his team and himself up for defeat. Without a clear plan to face the opponent, this team, though comprised of champions, would have no chance of winning. Let's draw a parallel with stress. When we suffer from stress, we have a tendency to get even busier or to do nothing at all, as if paralyzed. But it's not so much about the number of things you can do, but about doing the right thing. You need a plan, a divine strategy. That's why one of the essential steps to take is to start your day by spending time with God. It seems so obvious, and yet far too many people start their days in panic mode, hitting the snooze button, running around so they won't be late, forgetting things, and eating on the run. So stress finds fertile soil to grow in. Jesus told us the thief's purpose is to steal and kill and destroy. My purpose is to give them a rich and satisfying life. I am the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd sacrifices his life for the sheep. And that's from John 10, 10 through 11. Jesus came so that men and women would have life, abundant life, meaning filled to the brim till it overflows. What an incredible promise. God gave you the gift of life, and He desires for you to enjoy it fully. The best way to enjoy it is to have a personal and even intimate relationship with God. But to get there, it starts with spending time with Him. Why not start your days by talking to Him and reading the promises His Word holds? If you already do, would you mind encouraging our brothers and sisters in Christ to do the same? I invite you to do so by leaving a message on our Facebook post. You can find the link for this in today's email. My friend, God wants to be your best friend, not just the button you push in case of an emergency. You're His champion. The Holy Spirit is your divine coach, your trainer. Spend time with the Lord to receive His strategies and overcome the obstacles one by one. I appreciate you and I'm praying for you.
Thank you for listening to A Miracle Every Day. If you like it, feel free to invite your friends to subscribe to it at miracle.jesus.net. Thanks for existing.